morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, March 12th, 2025, approximately 10 a.m. Would you open us up in prayer, sir?
Sure. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We ask you, Father God, to watch over us, give us your mind's eye, and you be in the midst of everything that's said and done, that you give us what you want us to do for this township. Heavenly Father, you've entrusted it to us. Guide us now in managing it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And then, too, will you open us in the
pledge? Yes, sir.
I'm not open us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
First on the agenda, new business, approve resolutions 2025-028, amend.
Yes, it's just cleaning up some verbiage in 28. The original 28 discussed funds being transferred, where in actuality it should read funds being reallocated. So I will read this,
okay,
a new version for you. And again, it's Resolution 2025-028 amended. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, approves and authorizes personnel to reallocate funds within UAN from line item 2192-210-750-0053, motor vehicles. The line item is listed as motor vehicles, to line item 2192-760-740-0000, which is listed as machinery, equipment, and furniture of the police department's capital outlay fund in the amount of $67,000. And be it further resolved, the funds being reallocated will be used specifically for the purchase and installation of new computers for the police department's cruisers. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal actions were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC.
Hearing resolution.
And be it further resolved that this resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Okay.
Yes.
With that being said, on resolution 2025-028 amendment, any questions? Here are no questions. I ask for a second.
I will second it.
Here in a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
And sir, if you would go on with your other four more resolutions.
Sure. This is actually reaffirming the verbiage from the amended resolution 028. This is resolution 2025-034. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, amending resolution 2025-028, initially to authorize a transfer of funds specifically for the purchase and installation of new computers for the police department cruisers. Be it further resolved, the authorization is for authorized personnel to reallocate funds for the same reason as stated above in UAN. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating to this resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of the board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing said resolution, I'd ask for a second. There's no questions.
I have a question. We are still buying just 8 computers, correct, at
no,
this time?
The resolution that was passed at the last meeting was for
14.
Okay. I'll second it.
Okay.
Any other questions? Here are no other questions. I ask for roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
The next one I have is Resolution 2025-039. It's a resolution authorizing payments by the temporary deputy fiscal officer. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approved the appointment of James Stevens to serve as a temporary deputy fiscal officer to fulfill the duties of the fiscal officer in their absence, according to Resolution 2025-038. That per Resolution 2025-038, this appointment is temporary and shall be rescinded at the request of the Board of Trustees. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees grants the Deputy Fiscal Officer to approve and sign for payment the amount of $53,580.50 to Pickwell Lumber. The contractor is the initial down payment for the new road department building. All formal actions this board concerning and related adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.22 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency and be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption, unless otherwise specified.
With this, sir, in doing so, we are saving approximately $15,000 by getting this ordered quickly and efficiently.
Yes, it's a savings of 10% of the quoted price for Jim's new building, which is roughly $153,000.
So if we had an active, or we have an active physical officer, but if we had an active person in that role, we wouldn't have to do this. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If there's no further questions in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
Oh, a second.
This probably comes afterwards, but I just want to ask this question.
Sure.
Where does this put us on, once we do this today, where does this put us on getting started on the building? Like, are we going to get a date now?
Yes.
Once they receive this payment?
Yes. Yes, we will.
You don't have it, but I mean, will you be able to give it to us?
Yes, sir.
Soon?
So what I'm doing now is I'm coordinating with Pickwell Lumber.
Okay.
I'm coordinating with Lowendix to schedule the date to come and demo the building. And yes, this will officially start the process to get the building
underway. Yeah, and the only reason I want to just, my concern
yes,
is
sir.
Because they get very busy in the summertime
mm-hmm.
With having to cut properties and different things like that and everything. So obviously I think the sooner the better for them to get started. And I understand that they're not doing it, but it's going to affect them, their working area,
sure.
and things like that. That's all. And we need to get the equipment undercover.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that was my only purpose for asking. I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
Is there any other questions on said resolution? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
Oh, second.
Hearing the second, I would ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
And the next resolution I have is 2025-040. It's a resolution authorizing the reallocation of funds. Whereas to pay the obligations as a township on a timely basis and to meet the requirements of vendors and government agencies, it's necessary to reallocate funds to assure payment. Whereas the Board of Trustees has authority to approve authorized personnel to reallocate funds where there's are insufficient funds available in account to purchase and pay obligations. Therefore, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that effective as of August 26, retroactively approves authorized staff members to reallocate funds within UAN to ensure payment. The authorized staff members shall report to the Board of Trustees on a regular reoccurring basis those necessary funds to be reallocated, and the Board of Trustees shall accept the report by resolution. Be it further resolved that all formal actions of this board concerning and relating the adoption of this resolution were passed in an open meeting of this board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that result in such formal actions were in meetings open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including Section 121.2 of the ORC. This resolution shall be declared an emergency, be in full force and effective immediately upon its adoption.
Hearing said resolution as read, is there any questions in the matter? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
Second.
Having a second, I'd ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleischman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Before you, Jim. And just a couple items for discussion. I just talked with Chief Arnold last week regarding the roof on Fire Station 192. He had a contractor come out and look at it. They're experiencing a lot of leakage. So he had gotten an initial quote from a company called Allied. Summit was the name of the company that did the work on this building that we've had to have Allied come in and do some repairs. For 192, Summit did the shingling work on part of the structure, but the rubber membrane roof is showing its age and it's cracked and it's worn off. And so like I was saying, Chief Arnold got a quote from Allied Roofing. I gave him the name of another contractor to contact to at least get a second quote. So I'm waiting on that.
Okay.
But we're looking at almost $40,000. And again, the trustees I will have to sit down once we get the quotes and figure out funds to encumber to get the roof repaired.
Will their budget be able to even take that hit?
Trustee Blevins, I don't think so. I need to sit down with Robin and go through in detail. We do have a building maintenance fund available where some of those funds are going to be allocated to their new road department building. And I think, again, don't take this for gospel, not having a chance to look at the fire department budget. If it's critical and the funds aren't there, we may have to consider that building maintenance fund, yes.
Because so I've been inquiring about it. So you can give it as a loan, mm-hmm. and you can also give it, there's a way to give it as a gift. So my only request would be, you used the name Ally, correct? The name of the company that got? So I would like to know how long Ally's been in business and things like that, because the people that did this roof and they're out of business, we have to start dealing with reputable people that are gonna be around when we have a, like, I don't think we should, if we'd have had somebody like that do this roof, and it's nobody's fault, pointing fingers.
I agree.
But we wouldn't be paying for this mess we've got in this office. So we need somebody that has a track. Anybody can go out of business, and I get that, mm-hmm. but let's look at these people and mm-hmm. see, have they been around 10 or 15 years, mm-hmm. or, people can give references. James can probably knows this better than me. He's in a little bit in the contract business and stuff. Maybe people don't do references anymore, but I think it's important that we do our due diligence for the people mm-hmm. and get the best for their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
I will agree.
I did look at those pictures. It was horrible. I can't imagine the water that's coming in that one great big section.
And we're supposed to get rain Saturday, so that's
a lot of rain Saturday,
which is similar to what we're experiencing here.
Okay.
And then the last thing I have is I was speaking with the contract accountant yesterday. He would like to come in on March 20th just to kind of like get a lay of the land and exactly where we need his help. And he would like to start digging in on the 24th. He was agreeable to allow the township on his behalf to submit a bond. It's a $50,000 bond. It will cost the township approximately $250 a year. We will do a background. Once I get the information from him on the bond, I've talked to Lieutenant Ratliff, and he will do a background for us. So this is reassuring, knowing that we have somebody who can replace Jeff,
mm-hmm.
and it'll take a ton off of Robin's plate.
That'll be great.
Do we want to bring him in on the 20th a little bit earlier, or do we want to do it right in front of the public? I don't care if it's in front of the public, but I just wanted to ask you guys what's your opinion.
I'd bring him in earlier.
What do you think, Steve? You think it'd be 45 minutes would be enough because we could let the people in? If we brought him in at 11, we could have him for 45 minutes uninterrupted?
Let me check his schedule.
And put him up first on the docket.
And see when he can be here.
Okay.
And then I'll get back to the trustees.
Okay. Well, I mean, you said he was agreeable to the 20th.
I don't know if he can be here at noon. I just want to make sure.
Do it at noon. I don't care. We could always, if we wanted to talk him independently, we could take him in there in an executive session. But maybe we want to, for the first time meeting him and everything, just to be the board. Isn't hiding anything.
No.
I think we ought to at least meet the gentleman before we produce him to the public.
The thing is, we don't have to have every meeting open. Right. I mean,
right, but it's nice that for the public that comes, and also I'm going to call it TV land. You know, 50 people or so watched the last video, if that was correct. And you know, two, how we look and we first present it, and here we hired someone without ever meeting him. It looks bad on the board if we present him in front of the public, and this is our first time laying eyes on him.
Well, let's do that. Let me see if he could come in, say, at 11.
Yeah.
We take him in.
And then if he meets us at 11, and, you know.
And then 12:15, he's done.
12, we can introduce him to the public, and then he can get out of here because we're paying him by the hour.
I'd like to let him spend some time with Robin, too.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in between. Yeah. If he's here for 3 hours and he meets with us from, you know, 40
just
minutes.
Just for thought, that's all.
So I think that's great.
Okay. That's all I have for you.
Okay. So at this time, I want to move into an executive session per section code 121.22(g)(1) to discuss the appointment, employment, or compensation of a public employee or officer. One of these days I'm going to say that all together without...
It's hard.
It is. I'm going to have to study it. With that being said, is there a second?
Yes.
Here in the second, I ask for a roll call.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
It is approximately 10:18, and gentlemen, we are in executive session. It is now approximately 11:10 on March 12, 2025. We are coming out of executive session. Can I have a second?
I will second that. There is no decisions made in the executive session.
I was going to do that before we...
Just covering us, gentlemen.
Right. If I can have a second?
I will second that.
Here in the second, no discussions made. May I have a roll call?
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
We are now adjourned approximately 11:11.